This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. The question is, who is the best scholar? Well, it's impossible to point at a particular person and say they are the best, because Allah has given every scholar a uniqueness. And there are so many departments of the da'wah and the deen and the field of calling towards Allah and teaching people and guiding them, that each one is specialized in a unique way in one or perhaps more of these departments. And this is why we need the scholars. We need all of them. We need those who disagree with us. We need those who are specialized in a subject we may not be specialized in. And we do not want every scholar to duplicate and do exactly the same thing that others are doing. Although some duplication is actually beneficial, but we cannot have every single person do as one of them does. Or if you're a scholar listening to this, you cannot expect everyone to think like you, to do what you're doing, to concentrate on the subject matter you're concentrating on. Come on, the deen and the field is vast and so broad. It has 1,000 different departments. So if you're engaged in something you believe is the most important, don't belittle what others are engaging in. And this is why, if you look at the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are our heroes and heroines, if we look at them, each one was specialized in something unique. Some of them were specialized in tafsir, some of them were specialized in hadith, some of them were specialized in more than one, some knew more hadith than others, some in the knowledge of inheritance, and so on. And the same applies to the scholars. Some are specialized in aqidah, some are specialized in tafsir, some are specialized perhaps in laws of inheritance, some may be specialized in hadith, qira'at, you know, different recitations of the Quran, pronunciations of the words of the Quran, some of them in fiqh and jurisprudence. These are the scholars. Some of them perhaps in jihad fi sabilillah. We cannot belittle the value of any one of them, nor can we point at one and say he or she is ultimately the best. No. The best is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, closely followed by his companions, and then the next generations, one after the other. May Allah grant us a good understanding. The difficulty we have today, and if you're a scholar listening to this, or if you are a person who listens to some scholars who tell you don't listen to other scholars, many times it's because they may feel that the other scholars not discussing a topic that they are discussing or they feel is the most important. Well, I tell you what, nobody belittled that field at all. But what we're saying is every field is important. You cannot have everyone do the same thing. You know, we all have a different style, and these styles happen to affect different people and inspire different people. Some people like it very hard and harsh, while others love a beautiful approach of understanding. Some people love to be scared to death before they can pray, and others love to know what Allah gives them when they pray, or how they can earn the love of Allah. And some, they just need to know what's right and wrong. They love Allah enough to just hear what Allah says and the Messenger says, and that's it, they obey. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَن يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. سورة الأحزاب, Allah says, it is not befitting, it is not for a believing male or female, that when Allah or His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam declare something, that they feel they then have a choice in that regard. If you're a true believer, you don't have a choice. You know that I have surrendered to Allah, therefore when He declares something, or when the Messenger, peace be upon him, says something, that's it, I surrender. And Allah says, whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger have indeed gone astray, very clearly, in a manifest way. So my brothers and sisters, There is no point in fighting over scholars to say he is the best or she is the best. Everyone is the best. Remember that. They have a uniqueness. They have a field. Some of them in akhlaqiyat. Some of them in huququllah. Some of them in huququl ibad. Some may know a little bit more than others. Some might want to go into politics and they make political statements. Some do not want to go into politics. They're not wrong. It's just a choice, perhaps. Maybe it's they're busy doing something else. Just like you don't expect your geography teacher to teach you mathematics, and you don't expect your English teacher to teach you French. And they're all teachers, and they're all teaching you something, some goodness. In a similar way, although obviously it's to do with the deen, you have some of those. When I studied, for example, in Medina Munawwara, there were those who taught us fiqh, those who taught us aqidah, those who taught us Arabic language, those who taught us tafsir, those who taught us hadith. And guess what? Some of them knew a little bit of the other subject, but they did not know enough to teach it at times, and some knew enough of more than one subject, usul al-fiqh or whatever it may be, so many different subjects. The laws of inheritance, qawa'id fiqhiyya, siyasa shar'iyya, all these are different subjects in the Arabic language that were taught to us by different teachers. Some told us clearly, if you'd like to know in a specific subject, go and ask so and so. What does that make them? Does it make them astray, deviant? But today, we have some scholars, unfortunately, who begin to badmouth others who are specialized in something different. And that specialization is so important that if we were to remove it, perhaps there would be a void in the da'wah. So Allah has kept everyone unique. Just like if I were to enter a classroom and ask children, what would you like to be when you grow up? Each one says something different. A few might say the same thing, but many of them, one wants to be a nurse, the other one a fireman, the other one a sheikh, the other one a doctor, the other one whatever it may be. Allah created everyone unique. So you will have people who have excelled in a way that Allah allowed them to excel. It doesn't mean they are astray because they didn't discuss your subject. I believe that we complement each other. We, as scholars, we should never belittle anyone. I don't think you've heard me belittling a single person. Not one, because I believe what they're doing is important. Even those who disagree with me, it's good to hear what they say, and it's good to listen to their evidence. It's good to know what they're saying about me or about anyone else, and to see if that's what convinces you. Allah is going to ask you about what convinced you regarding the evidence that was brought forward to you from the Quran and the Sunnah, etc., and the understanding of the earliest generations, the scholars, and so on. So remember, don't fall into the war between scholars. Benefit from them and move on. When they start yelling about someone else, excuse them. They are human. They are human. A lot of them have a little bit of an ego and a pride. May Allah protect us. Well, maybe I shouldn't say a lot, but I've heard some. They swipe at people without knowing them, and they say this one's astray, that one doesn't follow Quran and Sunnah, this one is not, their beliefs are upside down, this one associates with this and this one does that. Hang on. Ask yourself, have they clearly taught against the Quran, the Sunnah, and what has been enshrined by the earliest generations of Muslims? If that is the case, then yes, we should present what is right and wrong to the people rather than waste your time attacking specific people. So this is my piece of advice. I really believe my brothers, my sisters, we need help. People are arguing about who is the best. Do you know what? Everyone is the best in their own way. Some are activists. There are scholars and they are activists, and others are not activists. Some prefer to pray at night for the oppressed and reach out to them in their own way. Some prefer to make a loud noise about it. I'm not saying any one of them is wrong. We need all of this in the ummah. That's how Allah has created us. So let's stop belittling scholars. Also, sometimes you have some whom Allah has given access to different types of people. Sometimes there are some scholars whom the non-Muslims listen to so much, they can reach out to the enemies and reduce the enmity by the help of Allah. Isn't that success? Don't we need those people? It doesn't mean they're astray simply because they haven't discussed the subject you are discussing. You know what I feel? If you're discussing it, that's good enough. I don't need to go into it because you're doing it. Why should everyone be a mathematics teacher? Why should everyone be a geography teacher? Surely we should have 500 subjects that we're teaching, and we should be able to provide the ummah with so much. If someone were to search for a topic Not every scholar has to discuss the topics that the other has discussed. Sometimes they may. Some important matters they do. I have certain political things people tell me to continue talking about. You know what? The ball is round. Sometimes in politics, a guy like me might not understand certain challenges and some details, and I prefer sometimes to deal with it differently. Doesn't make me wrong. I'm not a sellout at all, nor are others sellouts. And those who dive into it and make mistakes or don't make mistakes, that was their own trial and error. I've not attacked them, and I wouldn't like to attack them. They can do what they feel, because you know what? They're good. They're also the best in the way Allah's made them. So each one of us is receptive to a certain type of approach in da'wah. If you are a person who loves a hard approach, you're not going to like me at all. You're going to think to yourself, this guy is too soft, this guy is this. You know what? I probably don't cater for your category, but that doesn't make me a person who's astray, nor does it make me someone who doesn't care. I have a totally unique field that Allah has given me, and I'm happy about it. I don't bother. If people attack, if people refute, you know what? I smile, I pray for them, and I move on. I don't bother responding, and I don't want to. They can think what they want. If people unfollow, you know what? They've just created space for others. Subhanallah. So I really don't care. Nobody said you need to follow me to get to paradise. Absolutely not. Probably unfollow and you might get paradise. Who knows? It depends. But be careful. Be careful, because sometimes when we speak bad about scholars, we actually make people unfollow and, you know, go away. And those people, their only link towards the deen was that particular scholar. Now they're lost. And when they're lost, you know what? It's not a competition between scholars here. Not at all. I am not in competition with anyone. I am in competition with myself, between me and Allah. I want to do better each day. That's what I'm doing. And I want Allah to know that my few years on earth, and life is very short, my few years on earth, I did my best. When I go, I just want to meet Allah and say, "Whew, I completed that race. Please accept it from me. Forgive my shortcomings." That's Allah. We're all in a race, subhanAllah. With what? With ourselves. I did better than what I did yesterday, today. And that's why I'm talking to you. So the best scholar, who's the best scholar? This one is the best. This one is the most influential. This one is the... All that is irrelevant. The one closest to Allah is the one who has the best relationship with Allah. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. In Surah Al-Hujurat, that verse remains and it is valid. Indeed, the most honored amongst you are those who have the greatest relationship with Allah, the greatest taqwa, the greatest consciousness of Allah. That's what it is. And this applies to everyone. And guess what? Taqwa is only known by Allah. So I feel very sorry for people whom I hear sometimes I stumble across people who are yelling at others and screaming at this one and that one. Relax, do your job. Allah's given you a unique way, a style, a method. MashaAllah, go for it. Do things, do positive things and warn people about what is wrong and so on. And you have a beautiful field. You might want to go into, you know, 10 different subjects. No problem, alhamdulillah. Someone else might be going in 5 subjects that you haven't even tackled. Who knows? They're also needed. Don't belittle. Don't think you're the only one on earth. Subhanallah. And I shouldn't either. I'm definitely not the only one. I love all the other scholars. Even those who dislike me, they don't have time for me, they call me names, may Allah give them Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah bless them with goodness in this world and the next. May Allah grant them an elevation in the world, an understanding, wisdom, a method. May Allah use their methods to affect people positively and bring people towards the deen. We have billions of Muslims on the globe. And you know what? We have a shortage of scholars, to be honest with you. And we have a shortage of great understanding amongst scholars. Look at our predecessors. When they disputed and disagreed, what did they do? Go back and study it. The time is not sufficient. But if you were to study that, you would definitely see that they were amazing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all a beautiful understanding. The way they differed was something unique. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who appreciate all the scholars in their own subjects and fields, and who can discount or excuse those who speak ill and bad about others. Because at the end of the day, Allah is not going to ask you, what did this scholar or that scholar say, no matter how big that name sounded in your era. Allah is going to ask you, what were you convinced by? But from what was brought in front of you, from what Allah and His Messenger had taught, and the earliest generations. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a beautiful understanding. I love you all, my brothers and sisters, even if you hate me. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad.